Anthony Thomas is back to take this punt. And looks up and takes it, and now he gets hit immediately, but spins off the head and goes to the right side. Look. Here goes Depp, 35-yard line, 40, at midfield. He needs a block. He gets it from Ford. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Where's Depp? He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, 79-yard fearless punt return by the rookie from Oregon.
Let me ask you about the return game and the coverage game. I've never seen a team last year flip the field every week like you did. Let's talk about the coverage game first of all. Where do you think you're at as a team as you come out of the preseason?
I think we're close. You know, I think, you know, it's a good thing we have another week left to practice, you know, because there's always things to work on. And, you know, we know who our guys are now, which is good. We'll be able to get those guys reps during practice, and we're not trying to work in other guys at this time. And then we'll hit the ground running. We were close a lot of times during this preseason, you know, and we feel like, you know, we're just on the verge of some good things. And I like our group, and I think, you know, we've got exciting times ahead.
I want to ask you about the return game because you've looked at different guys there. Nile back there, you've got a guy that's really been a kind of a starter during the preseason, really, with Jamal's situation, and yet you've kept him back there. What about Nile and then DeAnthony Thomas, even your younger guys?
I really like Nile. I mean, I think Nile brings a lot to the table as far as what we do in our return game. We're a downhill point of attack. This is where we're going with the ball, and he does it. You know, he comes out the other end. You know, and he really shows that in practice. He showed it last year with the big returns that he had. You know, and he's really improved on his catching. So we're excited about him in the season upcoming. DeAnthony, what he brings to the table is the ability to make the first person miss. You know, he's a really outstanding punt returner. I mean, off the charts. I believe he's going to be one of the best. But as far as the kick return, he also gives you that change of gear. You know, you can kind of use him in counters. You can use him in you know, sweeps and stuff like that. It's a different kind of element, you know, and there might be times when we put them both back there and kind of trying to fool with the kickoff team a little bit and who's getting the ball and who's not.
I want to ask you about tipping the scale in a game or games, because I've given the analogy that you are the Virginia Tech of the NFL or the Kansas State of the NFL. I mean, those are the two main college programs that win games because of their special teams. What about being that tipping point to decide from a good season to a great season?
Well, it's an honor that you say that, because those two teams are really, I mean, they do a good job on special teams, and you know, to be mentioned in that kind of a light is nice, but it's important. I mean, that's one of the things that we talk about all the time in the room. You know, we talk about being the factor, being the group that creates a spark for our offense or defense. You know, sometimes you get lulls in games, and all of a sudden you get a big kick return, and all of a sudden the whole sideline picks up, and you know, you could feel that, and we want to be that group. You know, we want to be the spark that, you know, they create, you know, creates a spark for our team. We also want to create field position, whether it be a long kick return for our offense or pinning them down inside the five, you know, with a great punt from Colquitt. So, you know, that's what we take pride in.
Final question, Dave, and I'm fascinated by your ability to judge talent, because you just seem to work at it all the time. All right, now we're charting the course with a 53-man roster. But when you have to be on the table and say, I really want this guy, what about the discussions you have to make your case to get one or two of your players on a team?
They hear about it all the time. And that's one thing about me. You're going to know exactly how I feel about a guy. You know, if I love you, you're going to know it. If I don't like you, you're going to know that too. So. You know, the scouts, Andy, the whole staff, you know, we talk about it every night. We talk about every player, you know, and individually how they did that day. So, you know, there's no secrets. There's no blind things. Like, you know, we're not going to get blindsided by who we keep or we don't keep. Everybody knows up front, you know, how everybody feels. At the end of the day, whoever we keep, it's one thing that we're all on the same page and we're all in this thing together. And we're all, it's for the Kansas City Chiefs to win, you know, and that's why we do what we do.